Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
We get so focused on what the hell's going wrong. It could be just one thing, and we don't take a step back and look at all the things that we can appreciate.
Best ever listeners, before we get into today's episode and the interview with our best ever guest, I want to mention Fund That Flip, because Fund That Flip is an online lender that gives you fast, convenient access to really affordable money that you need for your flip project. So if you're doing residential flips, then the main thing I imagine that you're focused on, or the main two things, are the deal and the money. So if you've got the deal pipeline, but you need access to cash and you want to build a reputation within a group that will continue to invest their dollars into your deals, then go to fundthatflip.com/best ever. The founder of Fund That Flip is Matt Rodak, and he's actually one of my very first guests on the show. It's episode number 7. So if you have a chance, go check that out too. Familiarize yourself with Matt and what he's all about. But when you're needing money and you want an online lender that provides fast, convenient access to affordable capital for your flipping projects, then Fund That Flip's the way to go. Their team has over 200 deals under their belt, and you can actually, this is crazy, you can actually be approved immediately within 30 seconds once you put in your information. So go to fundthatflip.com/best ever and get some money for your flipping projects. Best ever listeners, how you doing? Happy Friday. Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever show. Let's see, today is Friday, October the 30th. Hope you've got some fun Halloween plans planned. I have zero fun Halloween plans planned. I'm not quite sure what we're going to do this weekend with my girlfriend and I, but who knows? We might go to a Halloween party. We might just lay low and pass out some candy. Not sure, but either way, going to enjoy it together, and I hope you're enjoying your Halloween weekend with whomever you want to enjoy it with.
And today we have Follow Along Friday. It's a special segment of the show on Fridays whenever we talk about what the heck's going on in my entrepreneurial and real estate endeavors. And the purpose of this is to not talk about me, but rather talk about what I've learned from what's going on right now and how that can be applied in your real estate business. So it's as simple as that. I've learned a whole lot from what's been going on this past week, so I've got a lot of updates for you. So let's dive right into it. First, we have a contract that is has almost been completed and sent over to us to take a look at for my property in Cincinnati. And once I have more information on that, I'll let you know. The property is a large apartment community that we got an offer on, and you know, more coming on that one as things transpire. I will keep you updated when relevant. We also made two offers on properties, apartment communities in Texas. One is for a rather large apartment community. It's larger than the one I closed on with investors in August, and that one was 250 units. And I'm being cryptic intentionally because I don't want to give all the details out since we're still in the offer process, but it's a large apartment community. We found that we were in the bottom 33% of the offers. So we're going to give our best and final offer at numbers we're still comfortable with. And then we'll see how that shakes out. And we were told from the broker that we were in the bottom 33%. So we'll see if we get it with our final offer. If we don't, then we don't, and the numbers didn't work out. If we do, then we'll move forward and we'll make things happen. We also made an offer on, like I said, two. So the other one is about 165 unit property in Texas as well. And we have not heard back from that yet. And so I'm sure on the next Follow Along Friday, if something of relevance happened or with that deal, then I'll keep you posted and let you know what's going on. The one thing that I've noticed this week, I spoke to my life coach. I have a life coach through the Tony Robbins program. And well, first off, the podcast exists because I have a life coach. Whenever I was talking to Trevor, is his name, and he's been a guest on the show, so you can look him up, I'm sure, if you just Google Joe Fairless and Trevor, T-R-E-V-O-R, that will come up. But the podcast is a result of him, because whenever I was talking to him back in 2013, he recommended that I start looking at podcasts, and he recommended Entrepreneur on Fire. And when I listened to that, I just saw the opportunity. So that's whenever I got things going. And it's episode 320 is when I interviewed him. But one of the things I want to mention, and it's not to promote Trevor, at least I wasn't intentionally promoting Trevor, but one of the things I want to mention about having a life coach or having any type of person who feels that need of being able to talk about your business, that's really important. Because you know, the more I study and the more I live and the more I am an entrepreneur, the more I realize how important it is to brag about what we do to somebody who doesn't judge us. Because there's always opportunities to improve. There's always going to be something that we need to do better. But you know what? There's also a lot of things that we can identify as things we've got that we're excelling in and that are promising for the future. And what I've noticed with having a life coach is that it gives me permission. Not that I need permission, but it helps me justify the bragging to somebody. And that's not what we do on the entire call. Obviously, there's an outcome that we get out of the call. I get out of the call where I go into the call, here's what I want to accomplish, and then we talk about it. But at the beginning, we always talk about things that are going well, because it's nice to get in that frame of mind. And it's just a breath of fresh air, because so often I'm guilty of this, and perhaps you are too. Let me know if you are. So often we get so focused on what the hell's going wrong It could be just one thing, and we don't take a step back and look at all the things that we can appreciate and that we can be grateful for and that are going right. And that's what I've noticed with having life coach. And I was watching a video with Oprah Winfrey, and she was bragging about how she loves being full of herself. And whenever she started out in her career, she's like, "Oh my God, I don't want to be full of myself. That's taboo. People are going to judge me for that." But now she's like, "Hell yeah, I'm full of myself because I have that confidence to take on whatever I need to take on because I know that I can handle it because I love myself and I love what I've got going on." And so the takeaway here for me, and perhaps this will be a takeaway for you, is to make sure that we have somebody in our life that we can simply brag on ourselves about what we've got going on. Have a bragging partner. Let's call it a bragging partner. Have a bragging partner, and that bragging partner listens, they ask questions, and they support you. Some people might have that in a significant other. Some people, you might have it through a friend. You can have multiple bragging partners, but it's very necessary as an entrepreneur, at least for me, to have a bragging partner. And what it does with having someone you pay is you have scheduled calls. So it forces you to take a look at and to assess your life and your business and see what are the things, what are the best things to happen to you since last time you bragged on yourself to this person. So bragging partner is a term I've not ever heard of. I just made it up. But it's necessary. So a takeaway here is if you don't have a bragging partner, someone who supports you, someone who you can brag about your accomplishments or what you got going on, things you're proud of, and they ask questions, they're fully engaged, then I highly recommend you get one. It's necessary. Podcast, the podcast that has been just doing really well. Thank you to you for that. And I think it's because when I say really well, I'm defining it by the level of engagement I have from Twitter, from emails that the best ever listeners send, as well as just downloads. We had over 85,000 downloads last month, and it just continues to grow about 15%, 15-20% month over month. And I think it also ties back to the reviews that you're doing. Thank you so much. If you've done a review, thank you so much for taking time to do a 5-star review. That is an incredible way to help me out and help out our community. I just want to give a quick shout out to Jesse Cornforth. I'm reading this review that Jesse wrote. It's titled No Fluff. And it says, "Hi, I'm new to real estate investing and I love Joe's Fearless's attitude when it comes to asking his guests questions. Joe asks to the point questions with real numbers so it gives his listeners the truth about real estate investing. I listen to a lot of different podcasts about the same topic, and without question, his is the best. Packed full of tips and even has the bad side of the game. Huge fan of it. Keep up the good work, Joe." Jesse, thank you so much. A sincere and heartfelt thank you to you. Really, really appreciate it. And best ever listeners, would really appreciate if you take some time and do a quick review and just let me know your thoughts. There was one review where someone asked questions about a particular episode, and I am going to get to you. I've got to find out the answers to those questions. I've got to follow up with the guest because basically the review is asking follow-up questions that we didn't cover on that show. So whenever I am able to follow up with that guest, and I'm talking to you, Rody146 on episode 409, that 32 unit. So I'll get back to you once I follow up with that guest, or shoot, I might even connect you with them. Or they gave their contact information. You can talk to them yourself, but I'll follow up with you on that one. So best ever listeners, I hope that you have a wonderful holiday weekend. And well, I call it a holiday weekend. So we're going to officially ordain this Halloween as a holiday weekend. I hope you have a wonderful Halloween weekend. And in fact, I hope it's your best ever weekend so far in 2015. And I'll talk to you soon.
If you need money for your flipping project, then go to fundthatflip.com/best ever. You'll know within 30 seconds if you're approved or not to get money for your residential flip. Go to fundthatflip.com/best ever.
Okay, here's a no-brainer. Since you're a real estate entrepreneur, you know that selecting a health insurance plan is a real pain, and dealing with the whole process is a pain. That's why I've partnered up with Stride Health, and they make the whole process really easy, and they have a personal concierge service for you to help you out. They've got a fancy algorithm that helps find the right health plan just for you, and on average, they can save you $400 a year, and it only takes 10 minutes. Go to stridehealth.com/best ever. That's STRIDEHEALTH.com/best ever.